Mark Panik's books are portals for viewing lives that tumble on behind the headlines. Access. How did he get these details?
I'm ready to sit and listen for a couple of hours and let them steer the conversation, basically. I think that upsets an expectation that folks might have when they see some Holly guy walk into the yard.
Take Big Happiness, Panik's novel about Percy Kipapa, a rising sumotori from Waikane. Kipapa was found murdered 7 years after returning to Hawaii, and Panik, who knew Kipapa well, researched the circumstances of the murder. But, Panik realized, facts are often not the story worth telling. He wondered,
what can I use it for? How can I put it to work for me? And I think that's what I'm happy with in Big Happiness is we all hear about these abstract terms like overdevelopment or like ICE epidemic, but that's abstract. And I think what we've been able to do with Percy's story is say, okay, here's what that really means in real life to an actual living, breathing, incredible, wonderful person who's now dead because of those things.
On the verdant windward side, tight family circles, backyard parties, crystal meth, vendettas, murders.
It was to use Percy's story to get people to pay attention to, hey, what really did happen in 2003 when the folks in Waihole, Waikane, Kahalu got the entire state to say, enough already with this drug problem, let's do something about it.
You actually included a lot of data about Hawaii's struggle with ICE.
Moving in and out of the narrative of Percy's life, it gets people to care a lot more about a little trip through recent history, I guess. And then when you connect all these dots together, you think, well, of course, that's what happened when he came back from Japan.
So what do you think is the systemic problem here?
Well, you know, you just need to look at what is there available for young, in this case, young men, when they're looking for work here in Hawaii. If we are going to rely on tourism and development, it can't just be pouring concrete and swinging the hammer for the local guy.
Mark Panik combines journalistic-style coverage with atmospheric color and character portraits in his most recent novel, Hawaii. It's a panoramic slice through public education, native rights, prisons, the legislative process, and a lot more.
It was kind of fun to see how it took shape and be able to create little areas where you're causing suspense or you have a cliffhanger or you're kind of tricking your readers to read through what normally be boring statistical information. But they, by the time they read it, they think they really need to know it to find out what happened.
You're so right. Tricky. You've cut some classic scenes.
You know, rather than just setting it in those places, you want to, you know, take a bit of time to really detail what those things are like. You know, I mean, it's fun.
You were saying your colleague Chris McKinney spurred you into this novel after that wrenching story that you told in Big Happiness.
He said, you know, why don't you just take the chains off and go? And that's what I did with Hawaii.
Yes, the reference to Michener's classic is thoroughly intentional. Panik is throwing down the gauntlet. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.